SNAP, the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, was formed in 1989 and has played a pivotal role in attempting to bring abusive clergy to justice. Among other things, the network worked to extend the statute of limitations on priest abuse complaints in California, a law that enabled hundreds of abuse victims to file suit against their alleged abusers. SNAP has thousands of members worldwide and has also worked on cases involving sexual abuse of children in the Boy Scouts and other non-religious organizations. Barbara Doris is SNAP's Director of Outreach. Speaking with WBAI's Jose Santiago, Doris says the current Pope still has an opportunity to bring some relief to victims of clergy abuse.
We're hoping that he will take these last 2 weeks while he still is the Pope to show true leadership, to show true compassion, and actually take some steps, some actual actions that will protect children. We've heard promises, we've heard apologies, we've heard policies, but none of those have produced any actions to go with them. And so we feel now is the time for the Pope to take action, to set the tone for the next papacy. And we think one of the simplest things he could do would be to discipline some of the bishops that have enabled and protected and shielded predators. I think a prime example would be Bishop Finn in Kansas City, who was convicted of child endangerment and yet is still allowed to run the diocese. And you know, to remove him, we believe, would be a very good step that would tell people this behavior will no longer be tolerated by the Pope, as opposed to allowing Cardinal Law, who was removed in Boston and is now serving on the most powerful committees in the Vatican. So that message has been, if you enable shield these predators, you will be rewarded. And we're saying he needs to send the message that if you protect a predator, if you harm a child, you will be held accountable. And that's what we're hoping he will do.
Now, in looking at some of the comments that Pope Benedict has made on this issue, he always seems to speak about incidents where priests are abusing, especially young people, in the past tense, as if this is something that happened in the past. What's your sense? Does this continue, or do we have many recent cases since this was first reported in the last few years?
I think that's an excellent question. The church officials tend to speak of this crisis in the past, and I think the example of Monsignor Lynn in Philadelphia being convicted criminally and in jail for the part he played in the cover-up says these are very current crimes. Again, Bishop Finn in Kansas City, children were hurt within the last 2 or 3 years. There's nothing to indicate that this problem in any way has, been resolved and they're no longer predators. We feel that that's part of the problem, is that they are continuing to shield these predators and move them from country to country, from diocese to diocese. And until that changes, kids aren't safe. Kids right now, and we are talking to parents of children that are young and to teenagers and people who've been abused since this crisis broke in 2002.
What's your sense of how people who might have been abused or were abused, how they are viewing Pope Benedict's stepping down?
I think everybody, of course, was taken by surprise. I don't think anybody really saw this coming. They're hopeful that he will do something at the last minute, as an act, as a true act, that he cares and that he will protect children. I don't think they hold out a lot of hope. I mean, he's had many years to take affirmative action, to take a decisive step that would change things, and he's failed to do so. If you, as a pope, a monarchy, an incredibly powerful monarchy, cannot protect the most innocent and vulnerable members of your society, that's a very bad statement about what's taking place in the church today.
Mm-hmm. Now, organizations like yours are left to deal with the repercussions, the lifelong repercussions that victims experience. What are you hearing from people? How are those that you're dealing with faring, and how are they being able to put their lives back together?
It goes case by case. Many people have managed to put their lives together, but after a horrific struggle, after a lot of pain, many do not. We've lost so many members to suicide. When the pain becomes unbearable, many of our members have taken their own lives. Not only have we lost that person, the pain in their families and their friends is huge. I think the most frustrating part for most survivors is, in many ways, this is a preventable crime. Many tragedies beset families, cancer, an accident. But when you have bishops, powerful bishops, who protect predators and put them into unsuspecting communities, and then children are hurt, that just increases the pain, because they could have removed that person. They could have put that member of the clergy into a secured treatment center where that person would have gotten help and kids would have been safe. So I think the frustration, the hurt, and the anger is due to the fact that simple steps that could prevent this from ever happening again are not being taken.
What are you hoping for in regard to the lawsuit and the court's involvement in this whole situation?
Well, we're hoping that it sends a very strong message that if you do indeed protect these criminals, or if you indeed commit these crimes, you will be held accountable. And there will be no basically free pass. You will be held accountable. And once people are held accountable, I think things will begin to change. That it no longer, I mean, if you can commit this crime and nothing happens to you, there's basically no incentive to stop committing that crime. And that's what we believe the case with the ICC will do. It will say you will be held accountable. There will be consequences. And therefore, we hope they will change their behavior and put the safety of the kids first.
Barbara Doris is outreach director with SNAP, the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.